This morning, we're joined by our Congressman Kevin Hearn, and welcome back. It's been kind of busy as the state's kind of starting to reopen a little bit. Now, when we go to Congress, we have the second round of the PPP. How's that looking?
The speaker is wanting to pass another $1 trillion bill. I don't see that happening. You know, there's a lot of conversation right now in the Senate about some lawsuit reform to make sure that the businesses are not sued for simply opening up their businesses and having people go back to work. So that's going to be a challenge. Also, there's the speaker wants to bail out a lot of the states that have done some really bad practices over the years when it comes to other pension programs that are completely underwater by billions of dollars, and that's going to be problematic. So not sure where this is going to be as far as getting passed. It looks right now that we probably go back sometime in the middle of next week. The Senate right now is working on this next round of assistance to the Main Street, so we'll see how that goes.
Now, this situation that we have here with the states that seem to think that this is an opportune time to ask for money. These are states, my understanding, the types of New York, Illinois, California, people, you know, state governments that have been rather reckless with their resources anyway.
Well, that's correct. And that's exactly what Senator McConnell is talking about, that, you know, we need to make sure that we're make sure the money is focused on the right thing. This money that we've passed, which has been extraordinary, unprecedented actually in the history of our country, to help as a lifeline to Main Street, has been very focused on keeping people at work, keeping people in their jobs. And then the tug on the other side is that, you know, as we know, tens of millions of people, upwards of 30 million people have been furloughed, laid off, let go. And you know, they're receiving the extra $600 per week to help them out during this difficult time, which is also preventing people from having the desire to go back to work. So as we start to reopen, businesses that did lay off their employees are having a really difficult time of getting them back to work. So we need to be cognizant that the way you're really going to fix a lot of these state issues is get people back into the workplace as safely and as quickly as possible.
Is there a law that's going to be passed here, or something, a bill that's being proposed that would make it so that folks wouldn't have that choice to stay on the government $600 a week stipend if indeed they're offered their jobs back?
Well, we've actually worked on a bill to do that as well. I actually proposed it to the White House about looking at opportunities to executive action. When the president was asked about this last week, he didn't really indicate one way or the other which way he was going to go, but when this becomes the preventative measure from getting our economy back roaring again, I suspect you're going to see more action coming. I don't know that a bill would actually pass just because there is a propensity to keep this argumentative behavior going on, because it is election year and it is, you know, creeping up very quickly on a presidential election here in November. And I think there's a narrative either way about how this works out. But what I do know is that we will not have any hope of returning to any kind of normalcy unless we can get people back into jobs again. This country, the president said it many times, I've said it many times, this country was not made to be shut down. You know, we're seeing countries around the world, Italy, you know, millions of people are going back to work now. We heard about them being a hot spot. You have to get people, not just from a work standpoint, but from, you know, a social standpoint, for people to be able to function. We need to get people back into the workplace.
Now, you mentioned earlier a measure that you're looking at in order to prevent lawsuits against businesses or virtually any kind of enterprise from getting a lawsuit against them because of the COVID virus. It would be so hard to actually pinpoint where a person, you know, got the virus anyway. I think that this should be a no-brainer.
Well, you know, from a lawsuit standpoint, you never would let a crisis go to waste. And there's a real fear. And when you're seeing the pushback are coming from the unions and also from the attorneys out there that are geared around these particular class action lawsuits, or, you know, certainly make it very problematic for anybody wanting to start the businesses back up. And so that's Senator McConnell said this is a non-starter if this is not included in the bill. So I think there's, you know, there's obviously some haggling going on. The Senate's back in session now at the Capitol, and we will be coming back in as they get closer to getting something sent over to the House. And I know that the Speaker is working with Chuck Schumer to make sure that she gets some language in it that allows for the attorneys to make sure that they can get their cut of the deal if something comes about. So we'll see what happens. I suspicion that there'll be many people, certainly in the Republican Party, who find it very problematic if there's not some significant curbs around the ability to sue businesses and nonprofits for actually starting back doing what they were doing just 6 weeks ago.
And Congressman Hearn, is there anything else that we need to tell folks today?
Well, we just continue to think about our energy industry. You know, we have a real major issue, certainly in the Midwest, where we have our energy problems. And this doesn't appear that it's going to end anytime soon. And as we're looking at what's happened with the deficit in our own state, shortfalls of $300 million this year, upwards of $1.5 billion next year, there's no question that as while we're dealing with China and the pandemic issue and accountability and responsibility for not communicating sooner, I just remind the listeners, you know, when the Democrats are very quick to call out the president for what was going on in January, at the same time they were doing a fake impeachment hearing that was really problematic and distracting the entire nation away from what should have been done, which is running the business of the nation. The president mentioned this. And then as, now as we move forward, we're dealing with the Russia, Saudi Arabia issue of oil and plus 30% less in demand across the world for oil. So it's problematic for us in the state when we rely so heavily on those revenues to fund things like education and just our general operating fund. So we've got to get our energy industry back up, and the way we're going to do that and fix a lot of things across the world is to get our economy stood back up around the world. So we've got a lot of work to do. We'll be doing that next week as we go back to Congress.
Thank you, Congressman Hearn. Appreciate your time with us today.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Bye-bye now.